Hello? Is anyone... Oh! Shit. Sorry. Sorry. I heard something out here, and I thought you were a raccoon. I was ready to defend the cooler and fight you off with my flashlight. What are you doing out here? It's almost 3 in the morning. Oh, stargazing. Yeah, it's really clear tonight. It's gorgeous. We can never see the Milky Way like this at home. Not even close. Can I, join you? Thanks. Is it okay if I share your blanket? Yeah, it's pretty cold. The wind really picked up from earlier. I could go back in my tent and get one, but that might wake up Allison, so... thanks. Oh, thank God you're warm. I know, I should probably wear more. I'll put on a sweatshirt when I go back to bed instead of just sleeping in a giant shirt. Yeah, it's really freezing. So, are you looking for constellations? Yeah, you know, there's the Big Dipper. That's like the easy one, right? Ursa Major, pretty easy to find. At home, I usually find Orion first. I guess it's the only one bright enough, really. You've been to my apartment before, so you know how it is. Between the airport, the highways, the stupid fucking high school with those damn floodlights on in their parking lot all the time. I can never see the stars. Not like this. But here? God, there's so many I don't even know if I can find Orion. This time of year it might not be visible. It would have to be just barely on the horizon. Hey, is it okay that I'm sort of on you like this? Yeah, I mean, it's freezing. Being close to you like this is, it's really nice. Yeah, I was shivering a bit, but you don't need to worry. It was just the wind. It'll be really warm again tomorrow. Oh, you don't have to... I mean... Thanks. Yeah, your arms around me are really warm. Oh, there! Right, sorry. I'm going to wake everyone up. Sorry, I got excited. There's Orion. See the 3 stars in a line? Here, follow my arm to where I'm pointing. Those 3 are Orion's belt. Orion's a hunter, and he's got a bow, so up there, just follow my finger. That one at the top is Betelgeuse. And this star to the side, that's Bellatrix. I think a lot of astronomers call those stars his shoulders, but that doesn't make any sense to me. If that's where his shoulders are, that would make his legs way too short. So, I think that Betelgeuse is the top of the bow, and Bellatrix is the tip of the arrow. You can't tell me that I'm looking at it wrong. There's no wrong way to draw pictures in the stars, is there? Anyway, we move down. We'd see his feet. I don't think they're visible right now, though. The forward foot is called Rigel. No. Rigel? Huh. I'm just now realizing I don't know how it's pronounced. And the back foot, yeah, it's definitely not visible this time of year. The back foot is, oh shit, I don't think it has a name. Well, it's not important. So, that's Orion. Betelgeuse, Bellatrix, Rigel, and the belt. If we had a telescope, you'd be able to see the nebula under the belt. Astronomers call it Orion's sword, because I guess they're too classy or whatever to call it Orion's dick. I'm totally serious, though. Why would an archer have a sword? And if you just saw the shape, trust me, it definitely looks like a penis. It's not just me! Okay, maybe it is just me. You know I have a bit of a dirty mind. I hope that doesn't bother you. Okay, if you say so. Did you see? Oh, sorry, I just... That was a shooting star. Yes, an actual shooting star. You know, the Perseids were just a few weeks ago. Must have been a straggler from that. Did you make a wish? Of course, you have to wish. It's gotta be a good wish. I mean, you can't waste a shooting star. You don't see those every day. Oh, Perseus? Yeah, the Perseids come from Perseus. Or they look like they do, but it's actually, you know, the dust trail left behind from a comet, and... Anyway, yeah, we'll find Perseus another time. Wow. Looking at the sky like this right now, being reminded that the galaxy is so big, it makes my problems feel so small. I know. Stargazing isn't going to pay bills, or fix relationships, or deal with that annoying asshole at work. Stargazing isn't magic, but it's pretty close, isn't it? When you think about it, we're looking at ghosts right now. Yes, ghost. Some of these stars are dead. I don't know which ones, but some of them are definitely dead, and they have been for thousands of years. But before they died, they sent out photons that traveled for thousands or millions of light years, just to end up here. Right here on this little blue dot of Earth for you and I to see at this moment. While all of our friends are asleep. Hey, thanks for letting me join you. I know you probably didn't get up in the middle of the night just to hear me talk on and on, but I like sitting here. I like sitting here with you. Yeah, we'll have a long day tomorrow. We definitely should get to sleep. Yeah, you're right. Good night. I hope you dream of stars tonight.